Opening statements for President Trump's defense team continue today. What can we expect from one member of the president's legal team, Alan Dershowitz?
He's basically going to take apart their argument and say, something that sort of the opposite of what we heard him say in 1999 during the Clinton trial. He is still going to argue that the conduct has to be criminal in nature. And he's just basically going to try to prove that, you know, what the president did was not impeachable.
That's ABC's Trish Turner.
A Kansas City man charged in a triple shooting and left three people hurt, including a child. 28-year-old Darcell Clark faces three counts of armed criminal action, two counts of assault, two counts of unlawful possession of a firearm, and a count of unlawful use of a weapon. All has to do with a shooting Thursday evening around 56th in Wabash.
Even without one of their star players, the Jayhawks were able to stymie a challenge from Tennessee Saturday night, beating Tennessee 74-68.
U.S. hospitals fed up with shortages of critical medicines, making progress in their co-op known as Civica RX. The group now includes 1,200 hospitals nationwide, about one in four, and it's creating a subsidiary now with Blue Cross Blue Shield to produce some generic drugs whose prices have spiked as much as 300% in the past decade.
Chance of freezing fog this morning, a high of 36 this afternoon. We drop down to 27 tonight. And after a high of 34 on Tuesday, a chance of light snow Tuesday night.